Most of the talk about climate change focuses on risks and technologies. In a way, that's true for Jigar Shah, author of the book Creating Climate Wealth. But he sees those issues through an economic filter.
A lot of the technologies that we have available to put us back in harmony with the climate actually save money. So climate wealth is really about deploying technologies that can double as climate change solutions profitably with existing government policy.
Shah is also the founder of SunEdison, a major developer of solar power facilities. It's now apparent that investing in solar energy can be smart business, he says, and that's going to be the case for other renewable power sources as well.
Solar has gone from something that no one had ever really even thought about financing to practically having unlimited access to capital, which is pretty great. But when you think about all the rest of the climate change solution technologies, from wood pellet stoves to solar hot water heaters to battery storage, combined heat and power, a lot of these technologies have been around for over 20 years, but really don't get the same level of respect from the public market and investors. So part of what I'm doing is saying, look, if you're okay with solar, you should be okay with some of these other technologies as well.
That capital is available now for renewable energy projects, says Shah, as long as those endeavors can meet three basic investor rules.
You need a contract that protects the investor's interests and rights, signed by somebody that you think is going to be in business for the life of the contract. It needs to be a technology that you think is going to last for 20 years. So a technology that came straight out of the lab last week is probably not going to cut it. And then you need an operator that you trust can actually respond to maintenance requests and things like that. The units are going to be online and the customers are going to actually receive the savings they expect. If those three things are checked, then financing is available.
As a keynote speaker at the Business of Local Energy Symposium in Petaluma on Thursday, Shah is also prepared to make the case for consumer benefits on the other side of the business equation through community aggregation programs such as Sonoma Clean Power and Marin Clean Energy.
Bigger is better was really the mantra of the last century, and this century is really all about small is beautiful. And so that means there's 300 million people in India that the Prime Minister said that he's going to give them solar lanterns and access to electricity by 2019. The same thing's true with distributed generation like rooftop solar. So I think you're starting to see many of the institutions around the world starting to realize that small is beautiful.
At the same time, Shah observes, decentralized, even individual electricity production is emerging as an alternative to huge utility networks.
You have the ability to get all of the customers in Marin County, for instance, say you're all now one big buying co-op. We have a board of people that are going to go out and procure green energy for you and really reduce emissions from the electricity sector. And that aggregation really does work a little bit smoother than each individual customer doing this on their own.
By investing in the smaller but established technologies that are available now, rather than waiting for them to be refined and improved, Shah believes there can be a profitable response to immediate needs, even as innovation continues.
I do believe we already have the technologies to meet our interim goals here the next 5 years and probably for the next 10 years. We will need new technologies to meet some of the goals in 2030, but 2030 is a ways off.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.